Good morning. This past week's daf was last daf in the third parak in Maseches Ksubis, Parak Elonidas, daf Mem Aleph. Let's see the Mishnah on top of the Yomit. Now this daf over here is, as was mentioned, is really Bava Kamma concepts. Primarily, definitely when the Gemara starts the sugya of Palganiska. So at least we'll use it as a little introduction, right? A remote introduction to Bava Kamma. And let's see, Zakta Mishnah. Ha'imah Patisi is Bita Shoplaini. Mishalam Boishin Suhugam Al Piyaz, Meme Mishalam Knas. The Mishnah here talks about if someone is made, there are no edim that are made on his chiyuv. He admits himself that he did something that has in it a chiyuv. So the Mishnah is taught like this. The Mishnah talks about a case of a mafate. A person is made, he admits that he's mafate. So the Mishnah is machal between the two chiyuvim. Two groups of chiyuv that we have the chiyuv b'ishus pagam and the chiyuv of knas. The Mishnah says that
this do I have to take place in Bezdin?
Well, let's ask like this. I mean, if he's moide and he's willing to pay, so we're not going to take the knas from him. Like, you know, what does this
so
mean?
It's not connected to Bezdin.
Oh my! I'm in the middle.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the middle over here, right? You know, this person is moide, so he's admitting over here. So what does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says that there's a difference between knas and boishus upagam? Right? So you want to pay? You know, you can pay, right? I mean, do what you want. What's the issue over here? Right? So. I mean, definitely, this person is standing at a point that he does not want to pay, right? And what we're saying is that because of his haidah, that's mechayev him, right? Now, you know, whether that needs edim or embezdin, whatever that is, but just, you know, if he just says it, you know, right, without anything, and so what do you have on him later, right? You know, having right. So we need to have some kind of edim. That he was moide, and his kipshuta, what the idea of his admitting is the halacha of hoidoas ba'alan kimei edim, which it's a shaila, but the poshuta understanding of what that is, it has a teres edus concerning himself. That's right? So it's equivalent to two edim which were made on him, and that's what's mechayev him, and later on he can't retract it. And that's why he's mechuyev. So even if now he changed his mind, right?
It's too late.
Right? Yeah. Now, as far as the knas is concerned, on that the Mishnah says that he's not mechuyev the knas. So there's a difference between the boishes pagam and the knas. Boishes pagam, like we'll see, that it's a momenistic achiev, like we have already seen till now on the chiluk whether the hamod bedin is necessary to bring about the achiev, or the achiev is there with the ma'aseh itself. So this mission discusses the chiluk between knas and momen concerning the din of hoidah, someone is moidim. And the Mishnah tells us that if there's a hoidah on a momenistic achiev, then he's chayiv, he's mechayiv himself. And we will extract the payment from him as if edim were made. That means that when he's moidim, so that now becomes a edus in at for Bezdin to work with, and Bezdin, based on his own haido, we have an edus which we could enforce whatever those facts are mechayev. So if he's moida, he's mefate. So we have a ma'isa pita in front of us to work with, and whatever chiyuvim that has, we could be mechayev him. However, as far as knas is concerned, the Mishnah says the enu shalom knas. Let's see the Rashi. Zok Rashi, patisi be more mafash and mele tana onasti. Rashi makes mention of the apparently obvious question. That's what we have to assume when Rashi in the Mishnah already brings up a question. That means that it's a question that should bother us when we learn the Mishnah. Why is the Mishnah limiting this to mentioning it specifically concerning mefatish? Wouldn't this also apply to the din to an anus also? Okay, we'll see more about that. Zok the Mishnah, Zok Rashi, Venu Shalom Knas, Bebabakama Nafkul Amod B'Knas Potter Me'ashe Yashine Elohim Fal Mashiach Zatzmoy. The first part of the Mishnah, Rashi doesn't seem to need an explanation. I guess we're supposed to be familiar with that. That Haidah is Baldin, the halacha of Haidah is Baldin. Rashi explains the second part, Ein Sham Knas. Why not? Rashi references the source of this halacha, Omoed B'Knas is Potter. May Hashem Yashin Elohim. The pasuk over there by Kefil, which is a knas, it says Hashem Yashin Elohim, which refers to Bezdin. Prat Mashiach Atzmai, to exclude that if Mashiach Atzmai, that he's the one that's Mechayiv himself by admitting. Now, as far as the halacha of Moed B'Knas Potter, what is this halacha? When we say he's Potter, what does it mean that he is potter? So this lechera has to do with a machlokes amiroim concerning that what happens if subsequently edim come, right? That means that he admits to a knas, and then edim come afterwards. So what's the halacha?
Where's that machlokes?
In Bava Kamma. So, L'chaira, this has an indication on really what the essence of this halacha of Moed B'Knas Potter means. Is Moed B'Knas Potter, does that refer to that it's a p'tur? It's a positive p'tur? It's creating a p'tur? Is that what it's doing? If that's what it's doing, so then L'chaira, we understand that, you know, Edim won't be mechayivim because he created this positive p'tur on himself. However, that if the understanding of Moed B'Knas Potter is not a positive p'tur, it just means that the din of Haidah as Baldin is not something which could create the chiv on him. You're lacking a mechayiv. So then that just means that Bezdin doesn't have enough to create the chiv. We don't believe what he says as an edus when he says on himself concerning knas. Okay, fine. That's into, so we're lacking. As if nothing happened, right? We don't have any information on the topic. Edim come later. So fine. So now we have edim. So we have what to work with.
How do we pass him?
I think we paskin, if I'm not mistaken, that achakach boed mischayev. But I don't remember clearly right now. Akoponim. So that's, you know, it'll be a big difference in how to understand what this halacha is. But this is halacha which is specifically in concerning knas. And that's the difference in the Mishnah, right? Now let's see a little further. The Mishnah really goes away.
Are they both learning the same drasha asher yashin Elohim kvar l'mashias atzmo? They're both learning the same thing that your pater from Mordechai v'Knas. The only difference is what pater means.
Right, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
So pater either means that you're permanently pater, or pater means you're pater from Hodas Rabin.
Mm-hmm. According to the second understanding, potter, it just means that what you did is not mechayev, right? You still stand in the same position that you did before it, right? That's what it means. Okay, zok the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah further. Haimer gonavti. Person admits that he stole mishlam saken al piyas ve'mishlam tashlum mekevul tashlum abov chamisha. Mishnah says another difference when the edus on a certain episode has two types of chiyuvim. We have a mamas de kechiyuv and a knas de kechiyuv. If he's made that he stole, so there could be a chiyuv kefil. If Edom would have come, they would have been chayiv him keren, which is the value of what he stole, and a knas of kefil, which is a double payment. Zok the Mishnah that we have this difference. Since kefil is knas, moed b'knas is potter. However, concerning the keren, then his hoido is mechayiv him. Concerning Abov Chamisha is, that's if he's Tavach U'Mochor, that's the halacha over there, that if after one steals something, Shon instead, whatever the conditions of that, if there's a Tficho or a Mechira, so that's Mechayev him Dalet Vehei, depending on what it was Shor V'Sef. Mishnah says, the Gittari says, so that's the chiyuv knas, and zokt Mishnah by the same token that since moed knas is potter, so he'll be potter on the dal vehei.
Potter on the extra two or three.
Yeah. Now there's two points over here to mention that. Till now, the Mishnah was discussing an edus which has two chiyuvim. Right, that means that he's mefater. See, he said over that he was mefater, right? And in a Maaseh Pita, he has two types of chiyuvim. Right, so we're sort of splitting, right? Splitting the two chiyuvim which would have come out were Edom to have been Mechayev that. Now this split is understood a little bit differently according to the two tzadim we spoke about of Moed B'Knas. See, if Moed B'Knas is a positive poiter, right? So he said one edus, which is a haidah. So concerning the momentus, that creates an edus to be mechayiv him. That's what that does. So concerning that fact of potisi, that's what he did. He created an edus for Bezin to work with to be mechayiv him. However, concerning the knas, what he did was that he created a poiter on himself. So it could possibly be, according to that, that is really, really a little fine point in the mechanics how it works. But if it's a poiter, so one could wonder how a poiter works. I mean, usually a poiter is something which intrinsically you have the mechayis, right? And there's a poiter. So if that's so, depending on exactly how you understand it, what I just mean to say is that the split over here we could understand maybe possibly a little bit easier, because maybe intrinsically he was mechayiv himself for both. But he created a poiter. The poiter is only one of the two. So that's how it comes out to be, that he's going to be mechayiv the moment. Now he'll be poiter on the knas.
Is that pagina divorce?
So that, well, no. So this is not.
This is not.
That's what I'm just coming to point out. According to this, I mean, there's no pagina over here, because intrinsically he maybe created a chiv on himself on both, and the poiter is only on one of the two. That's not a pagina. There's only a poiter on knas. But
it's if like two steps.
So exactly we have that. Well, that's what I meant to say. That's a little in the dakas, right? When we learn these dakas, then we'll get the microscope to see exactly how it works, right? Whether it's actually two steps. So I'm speaking as if it's two steps now, but it's not necessarily so partial. That's what it is. Just to bring out the concepts over here. However, according to the other explanation we said, we're discussing right now the concept of a moedib knas pattern. Moed HaKnas Potter, which simply means that if someone admits to a Knas, he's Potter. And we discussed that there's a Machlokes in the Gemara. What does it mean that he's Potter? That means, did he create for himself a pardon, a positive pardon? He has the card, the pardon card. Is that what it is? If that's true, so then even if Aiden would come later, he'll be potter. But according to the different man, the Omni Mordor says that if Aiden come later, he's chayiv. So you hear, so someone's moed b'knas, he's only potter till Aiden come. If Aiden come, and they are made, they testify on that, then he's mechuyev. So what does it mean, moed b'knas potter, according to that? That just means is that even though there's halacha of hoidas baldin, which acts as an edus, a testimony against himself, equivalent to that of edim, concerning a momnes degechiyev, however, concerning knas, then hoidas baldin does not have a teres edus, which is mechayev. That's all it means, that we're lacking a mechayev. Therefore, if we get some a legal mechayev afterwards, right, a proper mechayev, then he'll be mechayev, right? So that's why if Aiden come later, he's mechayev. So what we meant to point out over here, which Rabbi Yo is following us over here very well, that this is what we meant to point out, that according to this understanding, so there's like a palginin over here, right? That's what it is. Meaning to say that he's made on one ma'isa, which that ma'isa really intrinsically has takatub types of chiyuvim, and his haidah has a teres edus only concerning the momenis, the facet of that, but concerning the knas, there's no edus on the ma'isa, right? Alright, that's kipshuta, what that means, right? When we're lacking takatub, the edus of haidah's baldin, wasn't said concerning knas, right? So it's like a pagin in that. Now, when we come to the din, this case over here of dalet vehei, so dalet vehei, in truth, is really two separate maisim. Dahainu, you have a gnevo, and there's a follow up, right, with a tfich on a mechira. So of course that in order to you need a gneva, but were we to say that we don't believe him concerning the tefich mechira, right? Because that's knas and he's made on himself. We're not really splitting anything over there, right? Because there is no momnis dekechiv, right? So over there, and we'll see further on the mission. There'll be also another case which doesn't, right? Shloshim shlevit, right? Is also only a knas. Okay, but just wanted to point that out. Now there's another point also. Okay, okay.
The Mishnah doesn't say genavti v'tavachti. You know, this is genavti.
Right, but so then how could we be mechayev him for?
What would be they? You had Edom on the tavicha.
So I'm going to get that to that in a second. And this is what I really want to be ma'ir over here. Mikipshuta, the Mishnah is that he was made on both, right? That's Kipshuta, what the Mishnah means. And Mishnah is saying that that definitely what the Mishnah is saying. Right? The Mishnah over here is saying that the Ptur is because of Moed B'Knas Potter. Right? That's the Mishnah saying. Right? So that definitely means that we know about the Tficha Mechira because of him. Right?
Right, but the Gnapti also, where the Mishnah says, right? Because it says Chayev al Karen, right? So that's talking about Moda B'Knas. So.
Right. Well, right? Every, this Mishnah, he's the one who's telling us all the information. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I want to point out something over here that's relevant to what you're saying, like this. That the halacha is as follows. The Mishnah in Bava Kamma talks about certain scenarios which one is potter on the Keren or the Kefil, and the Mishnah says that he's potter on the additional 3 and 4, which makes up the Dalvei. And the Gemara tells us the reason for that is because the Dal Vehei is based on a cumulative Chiyuv, Keren, Kefel, right, plus that. So if he would not be Mechuyiv in the Keren or the Kefel, then there's no Chiyuv because Dal Vehei Homer Achmon of Legimel V'Dal. So therefore, in this case over here,
if it wasn't stolen, if we don't believe it was stolen, then he shechted his own animal. And if he shechted his own animal, we can't be mechayev him no dal vehei.
So that's partial. But in the case, let's say he's potter from kefil, let's say, right? So we know he stole, right? Nevertheless, right? This halacha. So what's relevant to us over here is like this, that being that he's the one who told us, and we just said that it can't be mechayev from kefil, so to pater him from Dal Vehei, do we need the halacha of Moed B'Knas Potter? Or even if there wouldn't be a Moed B'Knas Potter on the Dal Vehei, but once there's no Chiyev Kefil, so Mameli he's not Mechuyev, right? The Dal Vehei. Now, what would happen after Gemin is like Michael's heading at, that let's say Edim, were made on a tzvich of mechira of this specific animal, right? They don't know more than that, right? So he comes and he says that I stole this animal. Edim are made, that we saw him making a tzvich of mechira, right? Right. So let's assume that we have what we need for that. But since the halacha is that he's a moide and he's not mechuyev
the
kefil, right? So in this case, it'll be potter because of that halacha, because dal v'her omar achmon of legimul v'dalid, right?
Is there some type of lashon ein geneva ein tzvicha mechira,
that's what you're saying, right? If Edom are just being made, so maybe like I say, maybe Yishech did his own thing, right? How do you know what it is? That's what I try to get that case that he's being made on the Gneva, they're made on this animal, they give the right description, right? So riding on top of his Gneva, right? That's but since his Edis on them can't be Mechayev the Kefil, to be put on Dal Vehei, right? So this is where that Ha'ora comes in, that the Mishnah over here says that on the Dal Vehei, he's potter because of Hoidoas Baldin. Well, it's really not relevant because he'd be potter even if Edim were made on the Tficha Mechir, like we're saying, because once he's who's being Mechayiv the Kefil, and there's no Chiv Kefil because of that, it's a shame, then there's no Dal Vehei. Right? So I don't even if I would have like a proper Edis on that. Right, this Mishnah says he's part because of Moed B'Knas, but Lefer, it's not really dependent on that.
Even though the Moed B'Knas is what's causing the putter on the Dalad Vehei, but it's still a different din. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying it's really not really. See, in this case, over here, I was asking that you don't need it, right? Because if the Edom would have come, you're also part of it, right? Right? Now that's what I was asking. Now, if you want to know, right, in the mechanics, that is the Moed B'Knas even working over here, right? So that might be dependent on the two stars that we said before. Right, now this is a little fine point, but let me just do thing else. See if you could follow this. See the way we asked the Ha'ora was that the Mishnah would seem to say that you're potter over here because of the halacha of Moed B'Knas. On that we said, and that we're asking that even if there wouldn't be a din of Moed B'Knas on the Dal of the Hay, for example, if let's say you'd have Edim which were made on the Tzvicha Mechira, you still wouldn't be potter, right? So we could ask that question on that level. So the asking that question is that the Mishnah would sound like the Ptur is dependent on the halacha of Moed B'Knas. On that we're asking, in this case, it's not really dependent on Moed B'Knas, because even if that wouldn't be true, you'd still be potter. Right? That's one level of asking the question. But you might still want to say, okay, but the Mishnah is still saying a truth. Right? Which means that you are potter because of Moed B'Knas. Maybe it's not dependent on it, and you would have been potter even without the Moed B'Knas. Right?
In a case where he was moded to the Gneva, right, but denies the Tvicha Mechira, so that's what the Rebbe is saying, is that he'd be Pater in the Gimel, the Dalad Vehei, even though there's not a Moda B'Knas in that case,
mm-hmm.
Right? But our Mishnah is talking about a case where he was moda both in the Gneva and the Tvicha or Mechira.
Right.
Right? So therefore, our case is using...
Oh, so that's what I was getting to. I'm just getting to them over here. So you hear the question, that the original question was that before we deal with using or not using, but is the Ptur dependent on the din of Moed B'Knas?
I'm saying
the concept, right? No, Hagufa. Is he potter only because there was no Edom and he was the one? That's not true, right? Because even if there was Edom, right? So yeah. I don't need Moed B'Knas to potter you over here.
Yes, you do.
But you do, in this case, you do.
The reason you need Moed B'Knas is because Moed B'Knas is the thing that made you potter on the Kefal.
No, that's true, but that's true.
And because you were Moed B'Knas and made you potter on the Kefal, that's the... reason why you end up being popular on the Dalad Vehei.
That's true, but is
even
that...
Even if Edom came and testified about the Dalad,
you're right, but is that what the Mishnah is saying over here? The Mishnah doesn't tell me anything about this halacha of Im Ein Kefil Ein Dalad Vehei. We don't know that. This Mishnah is a Mishnah...
Right, but again, the Ukemta of our Mishnah is where he's Moda on the...
You're right, but listen in well. Right? You're saying that there's two different points. One point is that the Mishnah tells halacha, right? That the Mishnah seems to say that the reason why this halacha is because of the exist halacha of Moed B'Knas Potter. If there wouldn't be such a halacha, then he would be chayiv, right? That's what the Mishnah suggests. That we're asking is not true. That's not true. Okay, that's one point. Now, fine. Okay, let's put that question aside. Now we'll deal with something else. Is that in the Mishnah itself right now, is the reason why he's potter, is it because of, are we using Moed B'Knas potter? It's a different issue, right? Right? Now let's talk about that, right? In this Mishnah itself, because we could still, in this Mishnah we could still discuss, right, that the fact is he's not mechuyev kefil, right? So the ptur on the Dalad Vehei, is that using in our Mishnah Moed B'Knas, or we're not even using Moed B'Knas even though we have it, right? That's what we're dealing with right now. Now you seem to understand that we definitely are using Moed B'Knas in the Mishnah. The din of Moed B'Knas, that's what's hitting it off. Right? Right? Now I would wonder, that's what I would like to think about over here. And okay, let's see if you could just. Well, I'm just going to start things off, right? Because it's a little dacristic, a little fine pointed over here. So I'll just start you off, and then you know you could think about this on your own. That the first way I would deal with this is according to the two understandings of what Moed B'Knas is, like we just discussed before, right? If Moed B'Knas is a lack of edus to be mechayev, right? That's what it is. Now, concerning knas, we don't know that the episode happened, right? That's what that would mean. We don't know that the episode happened. So what we would be judging over here is that had it. In the mechanics, how does this work? Right? In the Dalet Vehe, is he potter over here because we don't know that the Gneva happened? Or is he potter because I was wrong. Is he potter because we don't know that the Tficha Mechira happened? Or he's potter because we don't know that the Gneva happened. Right? That's what you have to down over here. Right? Right? He said that there was a Gneva and a Tzvicha Mechira. Now concerning Knas, we can't believe him, right? So we don't know that the Gneva, nor the Gneva happened, nor the Tzvicha Mechira.
Why can't we believe him if he says Ganafti? Why can't we believe him? Why don't we believe him if he says
That's the halacha of Moed B'Knas Potter. That concerning Knas, he's not believed. In Bezdin, we don't take that as a testimony to be mechayev him. Mm-hmm. That's the halacha of Moed B'Knas Potter.
Don't we mechayev him in anything?
In Knas.
Just in Knas. In Knas.
That's why he's mechayev anything which is moment. So let's say in a Gneva. Right, if a person turns himself in and admits that he stole something, so definitely he's mechuyev the keren. That means the whatever the hell they
principle. Right. So principle. The principle. So then it shows that we do believe him because we're taking his keren.
Okay. So what we're doing over here, right, according to this, is a very specialized idea.
Surgery.
Right. Right. We have the glasses. Right. You know the bifocals.
Yeah. No.
Right. Right, so we have the nearsighted vision, but we don't have the farsighted vision, and therefore we see the Gneva only concerning the principal, but concerning the Knas, he didn't steal. Yeah. A little deep.
So, without getting into that, but I would have explained the reason of Moed B'Knas a little differently.
Okay.
But without getting into that, yeah. What would the Rav say in a case where the person says, look, you know, I did do Tficha and Mechira, but I didn't steal it. And then two Eidim come and say that, no, he did steal it. Right? So now you have that he's not Moed in the Gneva. Right, but he's mod on the Tvich and the Mechira. Right, or even say it the other way around. They said that he stole. Two Aiden came and said that he stole it. Right, and then afterwards he said, not only, you know, after that, you know what I did? Then I shechted it.
It's not more. What was your second case?
Right, is two Aiden came first. Right,
right.
This is probably, that you know, this guy's a ganef. He stole
right.
the thing.
Right.
Okay, here, you know, careful. Right, but by the way, I want to tell you that I also did tvichu mechira.
Right.
Would there be a tzad to say that he's that you don't say moed b'knas pater even without the din of not Dalad Behein.
You're right. I'm not questioning whether the dinner of Dalad class of Mordechai applies, right? Right, that today is a halacha, but I'm just not following what you're getting at, right?
So I'm saying here, that Mordechai Leknas works in. Go ahead. Sorry.
Right, Mordechai Leknas is something which is which is here. It's here to stay.
Right.
But when I'm just wondering is that Mordechai Leknas that tour might be a later step in the development of the Chiv, and therefore he might be exempt even before the Moed B'Knas has the chance to kick in.
So, in the situation, let's say, where he was Moed on everything, so then I think that's a fair thing to say.
Okay. Right, that's what I'm talking about, right? In your case, In your case, right? What's your case? Your case is that, if Edim are made on the Gneva,
right?
So then you don't have this other Ptur, right? Then the only Ptur that you have is Moed B'Knas,
right?
In that case, right? I'm talking about a case when he's not going to be Mechuyev of the Kefil. Right. And he's moida on the Dalai. So then there's really two possible reasons why he's potter.
Right. Oh,
right?
Okay.
Right.
So
that's what I'm discussing, and we're trying to investigate over here that which is the one which is really playing the role to potter him in this case. Mm-hmm. About it, each of them is definitely a cause that could potter him.
Uh-huh.
Right. But we just want to follow through. Who's the one who's executing the ptur, right?
Can you repeat the two possibilities quickly?
Either the halacha of Moed B'Knas or the dinner of Dalet Hevel, Gimel Dalet. Right? That's what we discussed. Okay, but I think we'll leave it at that over here, right? Right, we, our oxygen tanks are not full to capacity over here, so we'll...
I mean, just a little bit, your question is who's being, just to bring in maybe a word, I don't know if we
okay.
need so much, what's actually being shafted?
The ptur, right.
Okay, fine.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay, fine. Let's see a bissel weiter over here. Zog the Mishnah further. Hamis Shoyri is Pliny. Someone is Moide Oido.
So just on the last thing, what you just said, you said that based on that, the two possibilities will be dependent on whether both Amorim would agree or not.
So let's see, what we're discussing really now is what we call Olam the Shishaila. Right? Not so much, it's not practical nafkamina. Maybe we can make a nafmin if we have to, but that wasn't so much the point.
I understand the mechanics.
Right, just the mechanics. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right, and I didn't fear us. I think we felt that maybe we should continue on, but ten lechocham v'yachamoy. Okay. Hamis shari as plenty. Right, someone comes in and he's made. They have a hoido over here of the Baal Din that Moishor killed plenty. Now, this is concerning, Rashi says, Sok Rashi, Vareni Chayev B'Koyfer. It's a Chayev Koyfer. Right? Let's discuss concerning a Mu'ad. Right? More we'll go into that. Right? Definitely by a Mu'ad, there's a din of Koyfer. That's what he's made on. Oy Shoyroy Shoploini, or else Shoyroy Shoploini. That Moishor was mazik the shor of someone else, right? Which is basically, a din of nizokin, a monetary issue, monetary damage. Hayzeh misham apiyatzmi. Mishnah says these two cases misham apiyatzmi. Now, according to what the Mishnah is dealing with, that would suggest that these two chiyuvim are momenistic chiyuvim, and that's why the din of Moed B'Knas doesn't apply because it's not a knas. Sok Rashi. Harizim Shah Mapiyat Mikosova Kufro Mimoina. So Zok Rashi that in the first case of the Mishnah, that might get us wondering what that is. The din of Koifer is definitely maybe it's dependent on exactly what the payment is, if Mandom Limora, Dmei Nizik, Dmei Mazik, right, what it is, but if you're paying the Dmei Mazik, definitely not paying the value of the loss. Akoponim Zokrashi, that the Tanavar Mishnah holds, Kufra is Mimoina. The din Kufra is Momonas Digachiv. Now, that you gotta need a little more information about. Right? It's not for us to go into all the protim right now, but just to raise one point that, in generally, when we understand momentistic achiev, that means that there was a loss that was created, and you are replacing that loss. That's the idea of tashlumin. Right? Different kind of thing. Now, I mean, definitely if it's a monetary loss, but you know, even other things like the Dalad Dvarim is also considered something like boishes, right? Tsar, the Dizachin it also has some kind of value to it, and we view that as a hezek, monetary loss. But when we're talking about the din of kofer, killing a person, so it's not so poshut that we're paying the loss over here. In general, that a ben chorin, doesn't really have a value. All the chiyuvim, as far as life, taking one's life. Not so much a question of a damage, right? Repaying the monetary loss, and definitely if, like we mentioned before, that if the value that you're paying is not even the value of the nizik, then for sure it's not a simple replacement of the loss. So this that the Gemara tells us that there's a concept of kufra mimoina, right? Is something which might be a new idea that even though it's not necessarily the value of the loss, it still could have its what din that moment is that we view it as moment, a momentous achiev as opposed to a knas. Okay, that could be a little vague what we were saying over there. But I think that's sufficient for now. Right? Let that percolate. Okay. Akoponim. But that's mevui, right? That the Mishnah definitely is holds that these two cases are momnes de gichyuvim. That's why the Mishnah says is mishal ma'piyatzme. Okay. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Haimishoyis abdishol ployni e mishal ma'piyatzme. This case over here, haimis shoyri. The chiv over here would have been a chiv of shloshim shelevid. Shloshim shelevid is a knas, and therefore, if someone is moide to this, is that ein mishal mapiatzmi. Zok Rashi, avdi shel ploini, hareni chayv shloshim sela, in a mishal the knas ninhu. Shafil ein yofet dinner noisen shloishim. It's a knas. Now, what Rashi is saying over here is really the next words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that kol misham yisra amashe hizik einay mishalim al piatzmi. The Mishnah says that klal, if you're paying more than your mazik, is einay mishalim al piatzmi. So what that kipshutai means is that's an indication that it's a knas, because momenus is replacing the loss. If you're paying more than a replacement of the loss, then that money is not momenus. Right? That's a knas, knas de kechiv. Now, in truth, the chiv of shloshim shel eved, that applies, even like Rashi says, even if the eved is worth substantially less than that, you pay shloshim shel eved. But the truth of the matter is, and that's probably what Rabbi Elio is being ma'ir over here, that even if he's worth a lot more, you're also paying shloshim. Oh, okay.
I was going to say something else.
Yeah, okay. What were you going to say?
The Eved is killed. The Eved is property of the Adam.
Right.
It's his property. It's like his shor.
Right.
So the Torah says in the Knas of Shloshim Shel Eved, but the Maisa, you damaged his property, and you're supposed to make him whole. You're supposed to compensate him. So even if the Shloshim Shel Eved is a Knas, how do you compensate him? I mean, so the Torah is telling you, you're compensating him by paying a kenas, but maybe part of that kenas is also a mamon, because you have to pay back for you're damaging the property of this guy. So how do you fulfill your obligation of replacing his property that you damaged?
So I think if you would ask us, we would tell you this sounds like you're not. Right, there's a chiddush over here, for whatever reason, that there is no replacement of property. That's what it is, no replacement of property. That really
there's no mamon at all.
Right, it's not
like the 30 shekel is both a mamon and a knas. Like you're compensating, but the Torah is giving you a knas because it doesn't have to be equal value. It's total knas.
Yeah.
And you're
no care.
No, we're talking about when your shor kills an eved kenani.
Right.
So you're not paying the value
of the value of
the
eved.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this really was the discussion of the previous sugya when the Gemara was discussing over there that even by Enes and Mefata that there should be only knas. Maybe there is no chiyuv, right over there. Right. So the Gemara, like you said very nicely, that the Gemara seems to have been coming from Shloshim Shel Eved, that the understanding that Chazal have in the parasha of Shloshim Shel Eved, the Torah means to say, this is it. That's what you're paying. You're not paying any more than that. And I mean, we discussed at the time the two possibilities of what this is. This Mishnah over here, like you're pointing out, would seem to suggest that this Shloshim Shel Eved is only Knas. It doesn't have in it a fulfillment of the moment a monetary compensation also, and that's why the halacha of Moed B'Knas applies to this in entirety. That's what it seems to say over here. And in Echnami, there's exeris a kosov over here that even though, yeah, 100%, right, it's definitely a point that you're being murdered, and I can't tell you what the reason for that is, but there is, in this specific case, it's actually interesting, right, with the short of the mazik, the eved, you gotta pay. But now they killed the eved, you know, you're not if it was magic, the eved, you could have possibly had, you know, $100,000, right? You know, depending on you know, like Magolius, you know, whatever it was. But now that he killed him, right? Shane, there's no monetary. There is no monetary chiv over here, and it's only shloshim shel eved, right?
That's what there would be a possibility.